حکیم در قرآن کریم
we read that Moses, God Almighty, sent Moses to his tribe. This is what we read in Quran, and there is a verse God Almighty gave two responsibilities to Moses, peace be upon him. One was to save people from darkness of ignorance and guide them to see the light. And the second mission that God Almighty gave Moses was to tell people about divine occasions, divine days. All messengers of God were given prophethood in order to save people from ignorance, from darkness, and guide them into light. And we also read in the holy book of Quran, God telling us the very same thing, talking about guiding people, saving them from Tawgut, meaning the oppressors of the time and those who rivaled God Almighty. God defines the believer and also the disbeliever. God Almighty guides the believers, and at the same time, and just the same, will push those oppressors and also those who rebel against God, he pushes them into darkness. Prophets came to be the savior of the people, the believers, and also prophets had the mission, had the job of defeating the oppressors and those who rebelled against God. There are two forces, the evil, which is the source of all the evil and bad deeds. Backwardness comes from ignorance. And those who don't praise God Almighty and they don't know the realities, the truth, and they are living in ignorance, in darkness, the leaders and the mentors of these people is the tawgut, is the evil, is the ignorant who pushes people away from independent, from Islam, and from all the good deeds, and pushes people into the darkness. Unfortunately, we have lost our ways now. We have lost sight. We have forgotten about our leaders. And unless you find your true being, you will not become independent. Look for the East in the true meaning of the word. As long as we think this way, as long as we are living in the darkness, as long as our writers write the way they do, and as long as those freedom seekers are seeking freedom in the sense of in its Western sense, we will stay the same. They are screaming and yelling that there is no freedom. What they're really saying is that the religious leaders, the clergy, have stopped people, men and women, going into mixed swimming pools and also swim together. They are screaming about the clergy, not allowing our young to go to the dens of corruption and drink spirits and use drugs. What they're really saying is that the clergy in Iran does not allow our television showing scantily dressed ladies and half-naked women on television. This is not really the freedom. This is the freedom advertised by the colonizers. This is the freedom that's been dictated to their colonies. What they mean by freedom is using heroin and opium. And the result of what they want to do is going to corrupt the young that can build a society, build a nation. Our young people should be strong enough in order to manage their nation and the world. And the colonizers and the puppet regimes, such as Mohammad Reza's regime, try to corrupt the young. They try to void our young generation of constructive thoughts and productivity. Our young will think about music only, and instead of thinking seriously about life, they think about having fun all day long. We need people who can think about their destiny and see where they're going. The freedom that these Western freedom seekers are yelling about is the freedom dictated to us by the West, by the colonizers. This has been imported from abroad, and they have corrupted our young people. Those young people who get used to these corrupt deeds, having fun just for a few days, and watch movies shown in our cinemas, will not have the chance to think of those who plunder our oil, our mines, and those who plunder this country. They will not have the time to think about these serious issues. This is the way they want to educate and raise our young people. As long as our writers, those writers that are not fair to this society and they do injustice to this society and do not do anything to guide the young people and fight the freedom that is nothing but corruption, then there is no hope that we can have a free and independent society. And we should take this dream with us to our graves. Moses, peace be upon him, was given the mission by God Almighty in order to guide his flock into the light. Other prophets were given the same missions. They were given the mission to fight all those things that work against the nation's independence and show them where the light is. Those people whose heart have been illuminated by the light, by the divine light, will not allow its society to become corrupt. It cannot bear to see that its people are living in a dire state. It cannot see its people becoming poor, living in shacks and not being able to say a word and defend their rights. Don't you ever wonder why our people are poor and our oil and other reserves are plundered? These regimes, these evil regimes, do not allow people to ask these questions. Think of 15 years ago, remember 20 years ago, the present time where the light has been illuminated, has illuminated your hearts, is different. Now, in the past, people were quiet, they couldn't talk, and every now and then somebody will just complain a little here and there. Our mosques are silent. Our university professors and students could not speak. The second mission given to Moses by God Almighty was to tell people, to mention people about divine occasions, divine days. Of course, every day is a divine day, but some of these occasions are different, and some days are called Yomullah, the day that belongs to God, the divine days. The day that Prophet Muhammad left Mecca for Medina is considered as a Yomullah, as a divine day. And the day that Mecca was conquered was another day belonging to God. It showed God's power to give power to an orphan who couldn't live in his home and were abandoned by people. This orphan one day conquered Mecca and defeated all the oppressors and the rich, and they all became under his dominance. And then he freed them. That was a Yomullah, a day belonging to God, a divine day. The day when Imam Ali, peace be upon him, drew his sword and surgically moved all those cancerous glands, also was a Yawmullah, was a divine day. He fought all those who pretended they were religious, but they did not accept God. Those were the ones who, in fact, rose against Imam Ali and revolted against him. They claimed that they were with Imam Ali, but they weren't. They revolted against Imam Ali because of Safain incident. Imam Ali found out that if those people could live, they would corrupt the society. He killed them all, except a few. And that day was a divine day. The days that God Almighty has set aside in order to punish people, for instance, natural disasters such as floods, storms, earthquakes, are those days that God Almighty is punishing people in order to alert them. Those days are also Yawmullah days, divine days. Fifteenth of Khordad, 1342 Iranian calendar year, was a Yawmullah. On that day, 45 years ago, and on this month, in this month, people revolted against the Pahlavi regime. And even though they were defeated, they had a setback at that time, but it was the beginning of the victory of the people. Thirty years ago, on the 17th of Shahrivar, Iranian calendar year, people of this country rose once again against the dictatorship of Pahlavi regime, and they gave their blood and they were shot by Shah soldiers. That day was also a divine day. And not only the prophets, but all of us have the responsibility to mention to each other about these divine days. After all, knowing about these days can help us learn and become better people. In those divine days, the young will leave the cafes and also dens of corruption and go and fight in the battlefield. And our people became aware of their situation. God Almighty told Moses and other prophets that they had the job of mentioning these days to people, to his flock. And every day of our history in recent years, such as 15th of Khordad, 17th of Shahrivar, and also the day that Shah escaped Iran, escaped from Iran and ran away, was another divine day. The whole world was confronting our nation. I knew that. I knew facts that you probably didn't. And they were trying to support Shah and also support the prime minister appointed by Shah, Bakhtiar, that is, and America was supporting Shah and Bakhtiar. Especially when Shah ran away from Iran, they gave their support to Bakhtiar. In fact, they were servants to America and world arrogant powers. Shah was in power for a few years, telling the nation that he was a national leader. A national leader who really wasn't national at all, because they knew they could use him one day. One might go in a mosque and pray all day long, but they world arrogant powers might buy him because they can use him one day. And a man can claim that he's nationalistic and even write articles against foreigners. He's been preserved and he's been kept to use him. If in case they needed him as a puppet, they would replace a leader, so-called leader, with another one. And don't you doubt this. In fact, I was told not to come back to Iran. I was told that it was too early. What they really had in mind was to bring the situation under control and consolidate their power. That's why they were telling me not to come back to Iran. In fact, the day that I arrived in Iran was a Yom Allah, a divine day. In fact, the evening that they staged a coup against the people, I was in Tehran. I had arrived in Tehran at that night, and the army, Pahlavi army, staged a coup on that evening, and they told people not to leave their homes even during the days. They were plotting against the nation. They had in mind to kill all the religious leaders and all those political leaders and finish the uprising once for good. But God Almighty had something else in mind. And on that divine day, in the next 2 days, even Pahlavi's army joined the people, and those 2 days were also divine days. You should never forget that our enemy did everything they could in order to arrest all those leaders in society, to kill them all and take back people to the same situation that they were in. And God Almighty did not allow them. And that day was a Yomullah, a divine day, a day belonging to God. You, the great people of this country, were not scared off and came out onto the streets, and you ignored the martial laws and revolted. They wanted to clear the streets of the people and bring their tanks instead, and then arrest all the leaders on that night. But God Almighty saved the nation. And by saving the nation, he had another day after his name. It was a God-like day. All the powers were supporting the regime at the time, not just the superpowers, but other powers were also supporting him, those opportunistic powers of the time. But God Almighty blessed you all. God Almighty gave the people to overcome the oppressors of the time and cut the hands of the oppressors, and God willing, they will never come back to this country. You should remember these days. Don't you let these divine days to be forgotten. Always remember these days. Don't you forget that we had 15th of Khordad 45 years ago, which was the beginning of Islamic revolution in Iran. Don't you forget the 17th of Shahrivar 30 years ago, the day that our young people became martyrs for the revolution. And our young people stood up against the foreigners who tried to control our country. And they gave their blood and they became victorious and they had the revolution. We have countless number of days when Shah's military brutally oppressed our people, you, the great nation, and you resisted. Someone was telling me that a 10, 12-year-old child was riding his motorcycle. And he drove against, he drove towards the tank, and on that day, on that divine day, this 10, 12-year-old child attacked a tank. And you defeated 2,500 years old empire of the criminals. You defeated them. You cannot even find one king in the 2,500 years of our history who could be regarded as a good person. Even the one who blinded his son was a criminal. Now, those who inherited the throne was the worst criminal, because he had inherited criminality from his father, and he had his own capacity and capabilities in showing criminality. The one who fought Islam, the one who wanted to destroy our glorious history was Muhammad Reza, the king, who ran away from Iran, and he is astray, roaming somewhere. Don't you forget these divine days. Our intellectuals, our elite, our writers, our officials, and all the learned should pay attention to their own well-known famous figures. Don't be so inclined to and quote foreign and Western elite. By doing this, you are depressing our young people. I pray to God that God Almighty bless you, give you the resolve to protect yourself and your country. And God Almighty give you the power to save your country from the oppressors of the world and stay independent.